Hey, good afternoon, Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. I'm sitting out in a park and it's kind of by a semi-busy road, and sometimes it can get a little bit loud here and it's windy. So hopefully you can hear me through. It's not too bad right now, but in case it gets worse, the ambulance and police cars just went by. So whatever, this is our life and what we do. So hey, I wanted to share something with you today. I titled this audio, We're Rich. And the reason I did that is because there's a sister and I, we encourage each other every day. And we always talk about how rich we are in the small little things. You know, I'll get some water and exclaim, we're rich because we have water. And she'll share something with me. And we just rejoice in the Lord over these things that we have, because, you know, there's a concept I'm trying to get here. I want to read 1 Timothy 6:6-8. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be there with content. Be content with enough, suffice, be sufficient. And, you know, most of us, what did it just say? It said be content with food and raiment, which is clothing. Most of us have food and clothing, and then we have a whole lot more. We are rich. Even if you don't have a lot of money, if you have things, let's look at the riches in Christ that we have. The good news, the gospel. Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. We're rich because we have the holy word of God, sisters. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Praise God for that. We are rich in the hope of eternal life for those who are born from above. Titus 1:2, in the hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. And we know John 3:3 says you must be born again, born from above. We're rich in the truth. Wow, praise God for that. John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Oh, sisters, yeah, I am so free from that wretched life I used to live. Oh, set free from the bondage of Satan. Let us all rejoice in that. We are rich because we have life. John 6:33, for the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And I know you guys are thinking of this one too. We're rich because the Holy Spirit is within us. Ephesians 1:13, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, and you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Praise God for that. We also are rich because we have an unending source of wisdom and knowledge from God. James 1:5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. We also are rich because we have the love of God through Christ Jesus. John 3:16. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That is so awesome. We're rich because we have the power to overcome through Christ who strengthens us. Philippians 4:13. I think you all know this one. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Make sure you have faith in that, sisters. We're rich because we can have peace. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Okay? And we're rich in joy. John 15:11. These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. What a nice word, full. Let's be full of joy, sisters. We're rich because we have comfort. John 14:26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Well, there's a whole lot more than just comfort in there. We got even more riches in there. We are rich because we have his mercy. Luke 1:50, and his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. We are rich in goodness. Romans 11:22. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fell, severity, but toward thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise also thou shalt be cut off. So we have goodness there, And you know what else, sisters? We are rich because we were just given that warning about the severity. So we're rich in that too. Praise God. We're rich because we have an armor against Satan, the evil one. Ephesians 6, 10 and 11. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And oh, sisters, oh yeah, we know all about the wiles of the devil. All right, you know, I was just thinking about what happened yesterday and how Satan sends his workers. We see that up front out here on the battlefields. I know you all see that in your lives too. We see it all in different ways, but I just want to encourage you, sisters. It's like, it seems like the closer we get to the end times, the more raging he is, which is stands biblically. Obviously, I just want to warn you, sisters, don't take this lightly. It is a spiritual battle out there. It is spiritual. If you have the Holy Spirit in you and somebody doesn't, oh yeah, it's a spiritual battle. But anyway, let's get back to all our riches. We are rich because we just got that warning there and we were given armor to protect ourselves. So, you know, those are the riches that we all can have. But now I just kind of wanted to look at some of them that just pertain to women. I mean, it can pertain to some of these, maybe to men. I guess I have to look at it. Yeah, obviously. But I'm just kind of categorizing some for us women that might lift us up. We're rich in meekness and quietness instead of a rebellious nature. Oh, let me tell you, I had the most wicked, rebellious nature. Not all my life, but because of the hardships of life and how it ended up. Oh, yeah, I grew into something that was, yeah, anyway. I've been set free from that. I got the riches of freedom. I didn't put that one in there. Oh, yes, I did. We're rich in John, and it says, the truth will set you free. We got riches and freedom. Anyway, let me get back to what I was doing. 1 Peter 3:4. But let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit. Catch this, sisters. Which is in the sight of God a great price. So our meek and quiet spirit is a great price in the sight of God. How rich are we if we can have that meek and quiet spirit? We're rich in purity and chasteness instead of being pride-filled, wicked, and vile. Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And Titus 2:5. To be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. Look at that. More riches in all these here. And not just the simple topics I'm bringing up. The riches of us not blaspheming God. We've been warned and shown how not to do that. Isn't that awesome? We are rich in the trust of the Father. 2 Corinthians 3:4. And such trust we have through Christ to Godward. And some are rich in bearing children. 1 Timothy 2:15. Notwithstanding, she should be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. Okay, we sisters, we're rich with help to give to others. I know we're all supposed to serve one another. Those in Christ are supposed to bear one another's burdens and prefer one another before each other. But I'm going to read a couple that pertain specifically to women. Genesis 2:18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. And Proverbs 31:37. I love this. She looked well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Praise God. Look at that. More riches. A warning not to eat the bread of idleness. All right. We're rich in kindness to share with others. Proverbs 31:26. And this verse right here, I had to study a lot when I was first born again. Yeah. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. I had to work hard for that. Wow, what riches we have. We're rich in the way we look by head covering and in our dress. We dress biblical, and we're no longer looking like a harlot. 1 Timothy 2:9-10. In like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, which is neat and orderly robes and dresses. Just so you know that, those of you who might not know that, we have articles on that. With shamefacedness and sobriety, you don't see that very much today. Not with broided hair, gold or pearls across the array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. Praise God, we're rich with good works if we're following God's word. We're rich in our godly witness to shine the light of truth to the world. Praise God for that. Matthew 5:14. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. So, wow, sisters, I could be going on and on, but let's just rejoice in those right there. Maybe at some point I can do some more. I'm sure you guys can think of a lot of them too. But so for right now, let's just rejoice together with the Lord. And I looked up some verses on shouting for joy. So let's do that together, sisters. Psalm 5:11. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. Psalm 132:16. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. Psalm 35:27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified. I love that word. Which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Praise God. And one more, Psalm 32:11. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. I like that too. Praise God. Well, sisters, all right, that really lifted me up. I hope it did for you too. And we are getting ready to go out to a festival. We'll see how it goes. So this has been really uplifting to share all this with you. And until next time, Lord willing, when we can speak again, I love you all and may God be praised.